There's been a big increase again in the number of requests made by people for information on public bodies like government departments, health and local authorities and RTE under Freedom of Information laws. 16% up last year, almost 50% up in the last 10 years. Those figures are from the Office of the Information Commissioner's annual report, and the Commissioner, Ger Deering, is with us now. Ger, thank you very much for coming in to us. Why are requests up?
I think requests are up for two reasons. People are more interested, I think, in what's happening around them. And they're also, I hope, more conscious of the need to get accurate information. If it was ever a case that people need to inform themselves and go to the source and get information, I think now is the time when there's so much disinformation out there. And it's an increase right across the board. So I think people are more aware that they have an entitlement to access information and they're using that service. And I think what I would like to see is actually more of the information being made available without people necessarily having to go through the FOI route, because it can be a long route for people to go through.
Can you take us through some examples of cases where you did or didn't grant access to documents this year?
Okay. In one case where we didn't grant access, it was somebody who was looking for information in relation to a Garda and that person's posting in various places around the country. Now, there's a balance to be struck all of the time between personal information and of an individual and what somebody else can actually access. So in that case, we decided that for the purposes that the person was looking for, this was personal information and they really didn't need to access that information. In your own organisation, we came across a situation where somebody was looking for the cost of various, across a number of FOIs, they were looking for costs of hotel accommodation and wardrobe and things like that. RTE, like a number of other organisations, is subject to FOI for specific purposes and not for others. Rightly, editorial content and editorial decisions and all of that area is not covered by FOI and people can't access it because an organisation like this needs to have the privacy to make those decisions. However, the argument was put that certain costs were actually editorial decisions, but we came to the view that they weren't actually editorial decisions.
This was about sending people to the World Cup in Australia a couple of years ago, yes?
That's correct.
And
that
you
was
did
one
grant
of,
access.
We did grant access to that. So what you can see is very often this conflict between what is personal information and what the public are entitled to get, or what maybe there are other exemptions that people have around commercial sensitivity and areas like that. So what happens when a request comes to us is we receive all of the papers, we look at all of the papers and we look to see did the public body make a right call in terms of whether this information should be released or not.
The increase in requests that you're getting every year, is that slowing things down? Does it mean it's taking longer for people's requests to be answered?
Yes, I think the fact that, you know, additional resources are going to constantly be needed if we keep having FOI rates increase as they are. And that's why, and I've been looking for a review of the FOI legislation.
There was one ordered 4 years ago.
Indeed,
there?
Yes. It's well overdue. There really is a need to review the legislation. And one of the things that we find is people in public bodies are sometimes nervous of actually releasing information.
Because of GDPR?
A mix of GDPR, and also they're nervous that, you know, they might release something and not have the cover. Under FOI, there is a legislative cover. In other words, a person is entitled to release the information because it's FOI. And in fact, one area that we found is the health area. Prior to GDPR, hospitals tended to release the information in a voluntary way. They didn't put somebody through FOI. Very often, this is information that the person has actually given the hospital themselves. So they're looking for their own information.
Their own medical records.
Their own medical records. So there's no reason why, in my view, they should have to go
are
through
FOI.
Are
people not entitled to their own medical records?
They are entitled to them. They're entitled to them under FOI, and there's some entitlement under data protection. But the point is, we believe that they should be able to get those, as they did in the past, under an administrative scheme whereby the hospital can just release those records without having to go through their own FOI process. And we think the legislation needs to be changed to cover that and allow that to happen.
Ger, thanks very much for coming in to us. Ger Deering is Information Commissioner. It's 7:25.